It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The ginseng root is thousands of years old and is supposed to have important medicinal qualities. The world's largest supply of ginseng comes from two different places, China and the U.S., and the U.S. ginseng market is almost entirely located in Wisconsin, in Marathon County, to be exact. But now, in reaction to President Trump's steel tariffs, China has slapped a 15% tariff on Wisconsin ginseng, and growers are trying to figure out how to open up U.S. markets. Ginseng bourbon, anyone? Bob Kaldunsky is the president of the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin. Bob, welcome to the program. Hello, Bob. Bob.
Yeah. Yes, good morning.
Welcome to the program, sir.
Yes, good morning. Thank you.
So we're nearing harvest season, I take it. How is the crop faring so far?
It's not just too bad this year. We are really, it's a finicky crop, and we've been, for the most part, a little too dry, maybe a little too warm, but overall, not just too bad. It looks to be, you know, every year there's challenges, but not too bad. It looks like an average year.
How much do we actually grow in Wisconsin, and what is our market share?
Our market share is, we grow about 1 million pounds, and our market share is maybe 7% of the total brut in the world. It's a small percentage.
And how much of it do we sell to China? How much do we sell to U.S. markets?
It's difficult. About 85% of our brut that we produce in Marathon County, so 800,000 pounds, 700,000 to 800,000 pounds, ends up in the Asia market.
Why is it a market to begin with? I guess it's thousands of years old. What does it do for us?
The Wisconsin ginseng is noted for its bittersweet, and that's because of the soils, the climate that we have here, and what it does. It's a cooling, soothing, but yet it's a like energy, and it's the benefit without all the caffeine or the sugar downs that you get, the highs and the lows. And it's an overall mind and body benefit. And in the Chinese culture, their medicine is operational, and they value the Wisconsin ginseng because of those properties that it has. And the Wisconsin ginseng, you know, part of that, what makes it the bittersweet is the jacinthoside that's in the root. And typically the Wisconsin root, because of the slower growing in our climate and the minerals that we have in our soil, it has that flavor that they recognize or they value as the benefit.
So ginseng in China is mostly drunk in tea. How do we use ginseng here in the U.S.?
The ginseng in the U.S. is the consumer here in the U.S. is kind of new. It's interesting, you know, when you talk about Marathon County being the capital and the majority of the ginseng is growing here, you can find people here that really don't recognize it or know what it really is. In the United States, it's more of a value added in the United States. We'll put it in like you referred to, liquors, bourbons, we see it now in there's a couple soda pops that have it in, that they're using it there. You're starting to see it in, we have a coffee that has a ginseng blend to it. You're seeing some ginseng beer, some wine, and honey also with the ginseng in it. And then there's just the tablet that you take as a supplement daily. Also, Mayo Clinic had done a study a number of years ago that showed that the people taking the Wisconsin ginseng improved energy level in the cancer patients that were undergoing the chemotherapy. The number one complaint was fatigue, and when they took ginseng, that enhanced overall their physical
That is strength. That is very interesting. I want to turn to the tariffs here right now, though. Mm-hmm. There's a 15% tariff on ginseng, along with other U.S. exports. Are growers having time to kind of process this? You know, they've been growing. Now they're going to be harvesting. What are they going to do with all that ginseng?
The tariff, you know, as strange as it is, and it is high. We did have a 7.5% tariff before this already on the ginseng, and a 11% VAT tax, a value-added tax. So we already were at 18.5%, and now they put 15 on more, so that we're at 33.5.
Wow.
And they're threatening another 10%. And it's called a 301 tariff, but as of right now, we have not heard of that happening. The pipeline is empty for the ginseng. The market, our market is, we're sold out. The consumer, the market wants our ginseng. We've not heard a whole lot yet from our purchaser buyers, other than the people that are directly working with farmers that are marketing their own crop into China. They've had some resistance there because of that. And right now, it's been a little difficult. We are still a month away. We haven't heard a whole lot from our buyers that is negative, but I'm assuming that it's going to translate to, you know, between $6 to $8 a pound that we could conceivably be losing if things don't get straightened out.
Okay, so I'm interested in the fact that you said the market is sold out. Have you pre-sold much of this crop, or are you saying that usually the market is sold out?
No, you know, we always have some carryover. You know, we have a certain amount of root maybe doesn't get sold, but the we call it the pipeline or the market. All the purchasers had purchased the crop last year and distributed it, and it's gone.
In this case, the purchasers purchased the crop before this 15% extra tariff came on. So we're not really worried about the ginseng market this year. We're worried about planning for next year, right?
No, well, it's this crop. No, we would be worried about this crop. And I mean, we always look at the, I'm always kind of talking past tense, like the last crop is sold out. You know, that's what I mean.
Okay.
The last crop, and we are heading into a new crop, but the desire or the need for the crop, they value the crop that they said the shelves are empty right now with the Wisconsin ginseng. And the other thing that we do deal with that is a big problem is the fraud and labeling. That's because Wisconsin ginseng is the highest priced on the market. Canadian ginseng would be below us. And then the China ginseng would be below that. And they like to take the China ginseng and label it as Wisconsin ginseng.
Oh.
The continual problem that we have. And
okay, so I just want to end with this. You're looking, is it possible that people in China will just pay more? Or are you looking to open the U.S. market to ginseng?
The China's, it will pay just a little bit more. They're not going to pay a whole lot more. The United States market, yes, we are looking to get more of our root into the marketplace. The way our root is sold, and we have a permitting process. We don't require permits that if it's sold domestically. So we really have a tough time knowing exactly how many pounds of root that are here. But we do know that we've been importing more Wisconsin ginseng than we actually grow.
Importing it from China, I'm assuming. We have been talking to Bob Kaldunsky. He is the president of the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin. Bob, I wish we had more time to talk. This is fascinating, but thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you again. Thank you.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.